I mean, it was like, it was woo. And they turned around and pulled me over. And you know, right then, I am going to jail. And so then I go to jail. And I mean, they could have got me for so many things, but I just talked my way out of nothing. Maybe they felt sorry for me. I was so pathetic. I'm not really sure. But they ended up getting me for, you know, stealing this gas. And then they found a bong. So it was possession of marijuana paraphernalia. And so they made me spend the night. So they bring me out the next day, and they put me in front of this judge. And this judge was like 210 years old. And he talked like he was 310. Every word was so slow. And I'm freaking dying, right? I'm hanging like a big dog, and I'm in jail, and my clothes stink, and I'm standing there listening to this old judge. But here's what he said. He goes, "I've seen your type. You're a loser." He goes, and you're going to keep coming in and out of here. He goes, "You're a young man. You got your whole life in front of you, but you are just going to be a loser. I can already tell." And then he sent me back in there to think about it, the bastard. And so I had to go in there and think about it. And, you know, it's what we call in the program a moment of clarity, where you see yourself exactly for who and what you are. And I saw it. The world's best salesman selling microwave cookware out of his thing, stealing gas because he's only got $5. And I did not get sober that day, but it ingrained such an impact to me that I was willing to listen to something. So I actually still had weed left and stuff. You know, you can't sober up when you got weed left, right? So about February 13th of 83. Was a Sunday, was my first day sober. And a lot like the other speaker was talking about, I had multicolors coming out of multi areas. And I'll spare you guys the details of that. But treatment, that's for people with money and insurance. And I definitely didn't have any of that. So I just had to like rough it out. And I went to this, a lot, my parents had always sent me to shrinks, and I went to this. I called my shrink and I said, "I don't know, but I think I might have a problem with alcohol and drugs. Not sure. Don't overreact. You know, but I might." And so he got me to another guy who said, he just laid it straight out. He just went, boom, boom, boom. "You're going to have to go. If you want to get sober, you're going to have to find a support group. I don't care if it's AA, NA, PDAP. I don't care. You're going to have to go somewhere and you have to get there quick and you're going to have to stick with it." Well, at the time I was 20 years old, so I started going to A&A. And Jesus Christ, those guys were old. I mean, come on. And these old bastards would say things like, "Oh, if I drink again, I'll die." And I'm like, "Yeah, you'll fart. You're 50 years old and you got cirrhosis. You will die. You know? 20 years old, I'm going to die. What the hell are you talking about?" And if anybody came here to find out the right way to do AA, come back next week. Okay? Because that's not the way I did it. And, you know, people come in, "Oh, I've been looking for AA my whole life." Pfft, not me. I did not want to be here at all. I was pissed off about it, you know? I hated it. My wife made me tell this story. I come pulling in one day. I was just whipping around the corner. I had my windows open. I had my stereo full blast. Come around the corner, screeching in. I pull in park. Everybody's out, like, smoking. They all look, you know, like, "What the hell's that?" And I'm like, "I quit drinking. I quit doing drugs. I'm not going to quit listening to loud music." They're like, "Okay." "It's cool, man. Don't do it. Listen to it. Go for it." And, I had 3 days sober. I had tickets to Eric Clapton. And I said, "I'm going to Eric Clapton." And they're like, "No, you're not." I go, "Yeah, I am. I waited like 3 months for those seats. I'm going, you know." And they go, "Who you go with?" I'm going, "My buddies." They're like, "You cannot go. You're going to drink." I'm like, "I'm going." I went. Just to prove them wrong, I didn't drink. I swear to God, I made it that whole night sober. I passed joints, everything. Didn't drink, didn't drug. Just to prove them wrong. I mean, if you want me to do something, tell me not to do it, you know? I mean, it's like right now, the Jesus freaks, they come to my door. "Oh, you got to go see the Passion." I go, "I was going to go till you told me. Now I can't go." I was going to go see that movie. I cannot go now. And they said I could not go to that concert. I was going to go. I swear to God, this is a true story. I went to a meeting one time, and our discussion meetings were, I go to Drunks Only, and I see a lot of people in here from Drunks Only. In our group, you know, we read from the book for a topic, but what we used to do in Dallas is we used to pick a topic. So they said, "Anybody got a topic?" I go, "Yeah. How do you get your friends to quit smoking dope in your car?" I meant it, man. I had no idea how to quit. They're like, asshole, sleep with dogs, you get fleas.